was contested for foul.
Paul George
shooting into the stanchion. Yep, this is the most important thing right now is making sure that these guys stay healthy. I got a feeling, Mark.
Unfortunately,
this might be serious.
Yeah, this is unfortunately part of the reality of playing basketball, whether you are working out on your own or whether you are playing pickup basketball. Paul George suffering a serious lower leg injury.
And with that, I welcome you to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. I'm your host, John Browner. It is Monday, August the 4th, and we are talking about the risk and the reward. Everything you do, every measure you take, is done with the risk of something and the reward of something. Oftentimes, we make choices hoping that the reward far outweighs the risk. In this case, the risk ended up outweighing the reward for Paul George. Now, there are a lot of facets on this that we're going to get into. Also, in a sort of portion of the program, we're going to talk about Don't Believe the Hype. I'm going to review a movie. Yeah. And I'm going to review an album. Double yeah. But first, let's talk about ways that you guys can help grow the podcast. You can always like the Facebook page at Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast on Facebook, or you can always email me at kindasortasportspodcast@gmail.com. Now, when we get back to the risk and the reward, the risk often could be life-altering, career-altering, moment-altering, experience-altering, however alterations you want to think of. Now, I personally believe that you should never let the risk of something outshine the reward of something. Because anything you put effort into is going to have some risk. When you wake up in the morning to drive to work, the risk is that you could get into an accident. The reward is that at the end of the week, you'll get paid. The risk of owning your own business is that financially, it could cripple you for the rest of your life. The reward for running your own business, you call all your own hours, you sign all the checks, you make all the decisions, you're in charge. The risk in playing in Team USA is that you could get injured. By the way, which is a very small possibility. We've been doing this since 1992, taking our best professional athletes in basketball, that is, and playing them against the world. 92, we've been doing this. This is the first serious injury we've had. And a lot of people kept saying that the risk of injury would come in these cross-the-globe games where the court's not the same, the basket's not the same, and ironically, the first major injury to come from Team USA was played in Vegas, a place where they play the Summer League every year in the same gym on the same floor. Every year. So when you ask yourself the risk and the reward, if you're Paul George, what this looks like for Team USA. Now, Team USA has been on the decline, looking at it from the outside in, obviously, because I don't have any access to the Team USA's day-to-day planning. Few people do. So, I'm not one to say that this is going to hurt Team USA. This is going to help Team USA. What I will tell you is this. Team USA is going to change after this injury. Now, will it change for the better? Will it change for the worse? That part we don't know. But there will be some change from this. I do believe that this injury is different. Now, if unfortunately we're going to change the names, but if this happens to Kenneth Faried, no, nothing. It's not a big deal. Hell, if this happens to DeMarcus Cousins, it's not a big deal. But this happened to a face of a franchise guy. Okay? If Miles Plumlee, or whichever one of the Plumleys that are out there running and jumping around, breaks his leg, it's not a big deal. It's not a major story. The ramifications of this, the risk of this for Team USA, were very high. Paul George is a top 10 NBA player going into the prime of his career, going into the first year of a $93 million deal, which I'll talk about later when I talk about the Pacers portion of this. Team USA has put themselves in a very, very difficult position with this Paul George injury. Now, obviously, they didn't force the injury, but the injury happened on their watch. And the biggest complaint about guys playing for Team USA from an ownership perspective is that these are our players. We're giving them hundreds of millions of dollars for you to go and let them play under your watch. Will you now see a change in the way this is approached? Now, Mark Cuban has always been one to be against people playing for Team USA or representing their country simply because he's looking at it from a financial standpoint. The NBA has, well, ironically, the NBA has a lot to gain by guys playing overseas, believe it or not, because the NBA is now a global game. And the NBA became a global game after the 1992 USA basketball experience. So when someone like Mark Cuban says that the owners are getting the short end of the stick in this, I laugh because the Clippers just sold for $2 billion. The NBA is the second most watched sport in the world. Number one is soccer, obviously, but no one is complaining about that. Mark Cuban isn't talking about how that became, how that happened, how that came to fruition. So when we judged Team USA from this point on about what the players should do, who should play, who should play, I think we're wasting our time. Because what happened to Paul George was an accident. What happened to Paul George could have happened in a workout. It could have happened in some King of the Hill that he had been playing at the practice with Kevin Durant and James Harden. Injuries happen. Risk is part of the reward. Now, the downside to this, the people who are going to suffer the most, who get zero reward for this in the short term, are the Indiana Pacers. Now, the Indiana Pacers just gave Paul George $93, $94 million. For a five-year deal. So that's a max deal. So the reason why I'm not really talking about Paul George in this equation is that he simply has a severely broken leg. But he's got over $100 million now at the end of this contract already made in the NBA. So Paul George's life will be okay. So let's not cry for Paul George. Yes, he broke his leg. People break their legs all the time. It's not a major knee tear. It's not an ankle tear. It's simply a broken bone, and broken bones heal. Now, the Indiana Pacers were looked at to be a top three team in the Eastern Conference. Maybe a title ship contender, which I doubted from the beginning. We all saw the meltdown that they had last year. But now you're looking at a team that lost their most flamboyant player, and Lance Stephenson, who went over to the Charlotte Hornets, not the Bobcats, by the way. Now you lose Paul George with that gruesome broken leg injury. And now your best two players left are Roy Hibbert, good luck with that, and David West. Welcome to the lottery, Pacer fans. I know that sucks to hear, but you are now a contestant in the lottery. Now, a lot of people say the Eastern Conference is weak. the Eastern Conference is this, is that, is the Eastern Conference is going to get better because with the breakup of Miami, Cleveland is now a threat. Miami is now still a threat. So that takes one playoff spot away. The Hornets, again, not the Bobcats, the Hornets will be a playoff team next year. The Wizards will be a playoff team next year. Believe it or not, I think with the addition of Jabari Parker and the addition of Jason Kidd as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, they will be better. I don't think the Sixers will be better. That's a whole nother discussion. So I believe that Brooklyn will be better. I think the Knicks will be better. So a lot of those people who think that those Eastern Conference spots are easy to grab, I truly believe that next year is going to be a lot different in the Eastern Conference. And so now the Pacers are in a position where they have to put this thing together on the fly. They lose the most. They lost their cornerstone. They lost their all-star. They lost the face of their franchise. They lost the most. And the risk, reward, the scales are overwhelmingly killing them with the risk. They're suffering from the risk of this. Now, the overreaction, and yes, I did say overreaction, so allow me to explain this. The overreaction in this situation is absolutely mind-blowing. People are saying that no one should play for Team USA. This is why guys don't want to play for Team USA. And yeah, I spoke about that already in this podcast. The overreaction to now how people should bail out, how the pro players should now no longer play in this game, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Now, Pat Tillman, I know some of you may know Pat Tillman's story, some of you may not. Pat Tillman was a professional football player who played for the Arizona Cardinals, who dropped everything and enlisted in the military. Pat Tillman also lost his life due to friendly fire during a war. Now, that guy is what the United States is built upon. Someone giving up everything for his country. Pat Tillman paid the highest risk for patriotism. He lost his life. Paul George broke his leg. Let's keep this in perspective, okay? If you don't want to play for Team USA because you're in a contract year, or whatever your reason being that you don't want to play for Team USA, I respect it. But let's not call Paul George's injury the last thing that the straw that finally broke the camel's back in terms of whether high-level guys will play in this thing or not. Because, in all honesty, the high-level guys have the least to lose. They've got the most money. They're financially secure. When you put underage guys in this, you put college guys in this, they don't have any money. Well, they have the most to lose. So when you're asking someone to participate in something on behalf of their country, and then you get upset and think everyone should now drop out because they got hurt doing so, keep in mind that there are people fighting, regardless of how you believe in the stance of fight them over here so we don't have to fight them over there in United States foreign affairs. There are people who have lost their lives to represent this country overseas. They've done it in the past, they're doing it now, and they will do it in the future. So for you to think that people should now pull out because Paul George broke his leg, it's ridiculous. That is un-American. If you think that we should now alter the way we select the Team USA, like I said, I think there will be changes, but if you think we should alter that, if you're with that plan, that's un-American. Paul George is a basketball player. He was offering up what he does best. He was offering his service to his country. And he broke his leg. That's the sacrifice that you make. Paul George is still alive. Paul George's leg will heal. His leg didn't get blown off by an IED. Paul George was not hit by a suicide bomber. Paul George broke his leg representing his country. If there's nothing more to be proud of than an American, it's that. That might be the proudest injury an NBA player will ever have. Broke his leg representing the United States of America. Now, I disagree with a lot of the policies that they do overseas. But the truth is, I stand by the United States of America, even if I disagree with them. Because I'm an American. And that's what this country's all about. So, if you are in team jump ship, shame on you. Because someone like Pat Tillman lost his life doing the extreme thing. Giving up his career to fight in a war for the United States of America. Paul George was giving up a small portion of his summer doing something he would have been doing anyway. Playing basketball. Let's not lose sight of that. I think in this ridiculous 24-hour news cycle, we lose sight on the most important thing. And in this case, we are losing sight that Paul George was representing Team USA. Not Team Paul George, not the Indiana Pacers, not the NBA. Something bigger. The United States of America. And whether you like it or not, he was doing the right thing.
They call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy. This might not be the best idea.
Now, over this weekend, I had the opportunity to intake Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, normally, I don't do movie previews because I really don't. I've been actually watching Lost for basically the entire summer with my girl, Dice Money. And shout out to Dice. So I haven't really had time to do any real movie watching. I love movies, though, by the way. So I finally got a chance to see Guardians of the Galaxy. I was kind of disappointed. The risk of paying full price for a movie should outweigh the reward, as to keep with the theme of the show. It did not. I was not a huge fan of what I saw. Now, this movie was extremely hyped. People were saying that this was going to be the equal to Avengers. It was not. It was so far from that. The movie was decent. I wouldn't tell you not to see it. But if you can wait, you should wait. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great, though. For what they're charging you for a movie these days, the films you choose to put your money down on, because you're paying for probably more than one person, it should be worth it. And I don't really feel like Guardians of the Galaxy is a full-price film. It's a matinee. That's how I'm going to rate my movies. Will I see it at 7 or will I see it at 3? Guardians of the Galaxy, I'd see it at 3. Wouldn't see it at 7. Now, another way to rate these movies, would I see it at 7 with popcorn and a drink? Or will I see it at 3 with something I snuck in? I'm going to see this at 3. With something I snuck in. Okay? It's a decent movie. It's something to do when it's really, really hot out in La Mesa, California. So, I'm not disappointed in what I saw. I just felt like with the hype surrounding that film, it should have been better. I thought the Rocket, played by Bradley Cooper, was probably the best character. I really thought Star-Lord, I don't know that guy's real name, bit of a stretch. Didn't really think that he was a good representation of that character. But the Groot character, played by Vin Diesel, very, very solid job as a voiceover. If you see the movie, you'd laugh at the comment that I just made. But it was a decent film. It was a decent film. Again, if you're paying your own money, see it at the matinee. I give it matinee viewing, sneak your own snacks in. Now, what I did enjoy, what was an absolute treat, was the new Common album called Nobody Smiling. Now that was a 7 o'clock get in with popcorn, soda, and nachos. If we're still using the same rating system. The album is probably the best work Common has done since Like Water from Chocolate. Which, if you're a Common fan, that's way back in the day. Hell, if you're a music fan, that's way back in the day. So, this is his best work by far. By far. In an age where lyrics really don't matter, in an age where the chorus and the beat are probably the two most important things, something you can twerk to on Vine, Common brings lyrical dominance on this album. If you haven't heard it, you should check it out. If you want to get a snippet of it or a brief taste of it, go to YouTube, put in Nobody Smiling, Common, and you'll basically get most of the tracks if you want to hear the songs. I know that's a little secret, that's the worst kept secret, but if you want to view that album, you should check that out, because I really think that album is the way new hip hop should be approached. I believe that album is part of what seems to be turning a corner from the twerk music, which is basically out of control. The way you can tell something that's out of control is that if a mainstream white person starts doing it, or if old people start doing it. Key word in that, texting. Old people now do that. And twerking, because Miley Cyrus is now somehow the queen of it. Those are two very good examples I've given you. Go out into the world and share them. Now, you've been listening to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed my summer preview of entertainment to go with my sports. You can always, again, like us on that Facebook page, and you can follow us for those of you who listen and want to share this with people, which I would appreciate if you did, because that would make me more money. Tell them to go to iTunes, John Browner's Podcast, subscribe to it. Y'all know I'm dropping about one or two, sometimes three a week, depending on what's going on. Thanks, baseball, for nothing. Till next time, like I always say, never, ever give up. Oh, and they're making a Howard the Duck remake. Horrible idea. Peace.
We'll do it live.